As you know, every week we bring you what we call a prophecy update. We try and look in different categories in the news and trends in the world that seem to corroborate what the Bible said would be happening in the last days. And every now and then we're forced to talk about UFOs, because UFOs are a phenomena that we should be able to account for as Christians. In fact, Christians are the only ones who can really adequately account for the phenomena of UFOs. The thing about UFOs, this is according to pretty old research now by Dr. Hugh Ross, there have been more than 10 million UFO sightings. And so it's a phenomena that's not going to go away. There have been more than 1,000 cases of what are called physical effects from a UFO, more than 2,000 cases of contact with alien astronauts. And again, those numbers, I'm sure, have greatly increased since they were first published. One in every 10 Americans will admit to having seen a UFO. So a bunch of you here have seen one. But you won't admit to it. That's okay. Presidents like Andrew Jackson and Jimmy Carter and astronauts like James McDivitt and Gordon Cooper have seen UFOs. Now, there are always UFO sightings, multiple sightings, practically every day somewhere in the world. We ignore those, but every now and then there's news items in mainstream media that catch my attention. A couple of those stories this week. One is from an outfit called Expo Politics in Finland. And they posted a story titled, Vatican Prepares for Extraterrestrial Disclosure. I've talked to you before about the Vatican's interest in extraterrestrials, and it's pretty interesting. They had a five-day conference at the Vatican on astrobiology where scientists convened to discuss the detection and implications of extraterrestrial life. And here's what the article said. A major driving force behind this conference was the director of the Vatican Observatory, Jesuit priest Father Jose Gabriel Fuentes. Back in May of 2008, Fuentes gave an interview to a Roman newspaper saying that the existence of intelligent extraterrestrials posed no problems to Catholic theology. Together with Fuentes' 2008 interview and subsequent public comments by him, the conference demonstrates a welcomed openness by the Vatican on the possibility and implications of extraterrestrial life. The National Post posted a story titled, Ex-U.S. Congresswoman Presiding Over ET Hearings as Witnesses Try to Prove There's an Alien Cover-Up. The article read like this, Ex-U.S. Representative Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick of Detroit and six other former Congress members are presiding over hearings on the existence of extraterrestrials. The 30 hours of congressional-style hearings kicked off Monday and are scheduled to run through Friday at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. Those testifying hope to prove that aliens contact the Earth and that the government is trying to keep it secret. Those are legitimate sources. Now, this next source, admittedly a little bit on the fringe, but the information seems legit. And it doesn't mean it's true, but the information seems legitimate. According to UFO researcher Michael Sala, and I quote, I recently circulated an article describing a secret meeting that allegedly occurred at the New York office of the United Nations discussing UFOs. The confidential source for the meeting is presently working as a member of the diplomatic community who relayed this information to two New York-based researchers, Sean and Clay Pickering. I'm pleased to announce that I have received independent confirmation that the alleged meeting did occur on the morning of February 12, 2008, as Clay's and Sean's sources claimed. I was also given information by an independent source, who I believe is reliable, on what transpired at the meeting. It was claimed that a document has been circulated at the meeting and was now being relayed to key ministries of many nations for further study and comments. The document allegedly refers to an offer by extraterrestrials to help prepare humanity for the disclosure of extraterrestrial life. The meeting also apparently discussed how the UN was being encouraged to take a proactive stand on the release of secret technologies that will enable the development of free energy. The date 2013 was given as the time when extraterrestrials would unambiguously appear. That's obviously kind of a fringe thing. It's like 90% of the Hollywood movies, you know, that it's the plot. But nevertheless, it doesn't surprise me that these kinds of things would be going on, because students of Bible prophecy note that in the last days, the Bible says there'll be a great supernatural deception perpetrated by demons upon non-believers. And there's at least speculation that it will coincide with Jesus coming to resurrect and rapture the church. It's going to be a fantastic event. The resurrection from the dead of millions and millions upon millions of believers who have died in Christ from the day of Pentecost until now, and then the disappearance of living believers off planet Earth, billions of people gone, terrible tragedies and catastrophes as a result. It will require some explanation, and it's possible that there could be an extraterrestrial explanation. Of course, so-called aliens are really nothing more than demons. All of the UFO phenomena can be adequately explained as demons preparing humans for a great deception that the Bible predicted would occur in the end times. Now, demons, they can't appear as demons because then people would start thinking about the Bible. They'd say, well, we're demons. We belong to Satan. We're fallen. They said, no, we're from planet Gazuba. And we Gazubians have come to help you. We took away all the bad people. All those Christians are gone. And now we're going to help you rebuild your planet to be more like Gazubia. And people, oh, yeah, that sounds great, you know. And this is a possibility, at least. At least I'm saying that. Mostly people want to just slough off UFOs. You know, I see it on people's faces whenever the topic comes up. People, you know, those people are lunatics that believe in UFOs. Well, some of them are, but this is a huge global phenomena that if you study it, has been going on for centuries. It's nothing new. And it is demonic, and or at least can be explained completely by demons. Now, the resurrection and rapture of the church is imminent. Are you ready to be caught up to be with Jesus? If not, you need to get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.